Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Sitting in today are Olivia Varnson, my friend who's joining me all the time these days, and Doc Bill, who's back joining me in the studio. So I have two friends in the studio with me. Yay, I'm really happy about that.
We're happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you, and especially you, Doc Bill, because it's so rare that we get to actually have you in the studio. Sometimes we can get you on the phone, but whenever we're talking about food, I'm always like trying to drag you here into the studio.
Well, I definitely like being here. If not, I'm someplace either cooking food or someplace trying to find some new food.
Our growing food as well. You have sugarcane that you're still growing down on the coast. Well,
farming's the best thing to do because it puts you in touch with what's actually going on the table and the new trends in the restaurants.
Well, we're going to switch here in Southwest Germany from talking about food to also talking about now beverages. And with growing sugarcane, you know a little bit about turning products into something that you can actually drink.
No, true. Sugar is a potentiator. And again, people for the longest time wanted something to drink, but they wanted to preserve it. And what happens with beverages, whether it's an alcoholic beverage or it's going to be wine or beer, it allowed people to take something that was nutritious and flavorful and carry it long distances and don't have to worry about food poisoning and spoilages of the product.
Well, that is very true. And we're going to switch over and talk now about schnapps, which is, when I think about that particular word, Germany usually comes to mind, and with a good reason. It is definitely a traditional beverage that is made there with fruit, and it complements many meals, but also, too, it is used in some desserts as well. And when you think about Germany, especially Southwest Germany, there are over 10,000 distilleries, and that Black Forest region of Southwest Germany has the highest density of distilleries in the world.
Well, I can believe that. I mean, it's a beautiful area, a long tradition. And when you get distilleries, you also increase the quality of your food overall. Because, again, like you said, they're ingredients. And you think of the Black Forest, everyone thinks of the Black Forest cake. And that famous Black Forest cake wouldn't be possible without these great liqueurs.
And let's talk a little bit about those liqueurs there, because you're right about that. The Gâteau is what they call it sometimes in Germany as well. So it is definitely a cake that is made using some of those schnapps.
Well, it is, particularly using some of the, what we call the cherry-flavored schnapps, which is a great ingredient that they use. And again, they have these because they've got great lands to grow this in. I mean, they put a lot of work into the fresh fruit, whether it's going to be fruits that are local in the area. They use cherries. They use pears. They use apples, and they use raspberries.
And plums as well.
And plums as well. And with all these varieties of stuff they use, they get a great product. Some of these products have enough sugar that you can ferment directly and get a good alcohol content in it, and you can take that to the distillation process. Others, such as raspberries, have very little sugar in them, so you have to use certain techniques to boost the sugar content in, which allows you to go through a fermentation. Basically, you take the fruit goes through what's called fermentation. Then it's broken down to make alcohol. That's your fermentation process. And then once the alcohol is made, you need to enrich that, and that's a distillation step in which you take it through a process in which you run it through a series of heating it up, and then you purify the alcohol and the essence that come with the alcohol, the esters and other things, we call them tones and notes. And from that, you get a rich variety of spirits to utilize.
Well, I know Kirch, which is a brand that's distilled from the fermented juice of cherries, is what is used in some of those cakes and things that you mentioned earlier. And it really is one of those things that kind of turns the cake to have it have that richer taste and flavor of the fruit as opposed to just having the cherries in there.
Well, you get the alcohol flavor with it, but the way the alcohol changes the flavor, and you get that great cherry flavor with it. And that's what makes the Black Forest, these cakes, they're unique. And it also serves as a preservative because the alcohol content and the high sugar content also works to preserve the cake and decrease the bacteria infecting the cake. So that's why these techniques were developed as well.
Well, you know, this area, this region also too, Olivia, now they're starting to also make gin as well as whiskey in the area too. So they're extending out from just only making the schnapps.
It's interesting to hear about how many distilleries there are in the area. And we've talked a lot recently about the rise of distilleries and breweries just in our area. So it sounds like this might be a trekkage for some people because it really is its own culture.
It definitely is. And especially in that particular region as well, it is known for all of the different grapes, the different cherries, raspberries, all the different fruits that Doc Bill mentioned are grown in that particular Rhine Valley area. And there are over 1,300 distilleries in that area alone. And when you talk about that particular area. As you mentioned, Doc Bill, it's because you can grow all of those things there, and you can then harvest them and make great beverages from them, whether it's gin that they're now making or the schnapps that they're making as well.
And these are sustainable. When they do these, most of the distilleries places over there, they're very environmentally conscious. They utilize all aspects of the fruit, and they utilize the byproducts during the distillation process as well. And that's something that's really neat in this day and age of sustainability and also having things that are basically going to be helpful for the environment. And you produce a great product in the end run because they use high-quality fruit and they use very, very high-quality distillation techniques. And they use outside consultants as well to monitor this whole process so they get a good product at the end that they're very happy with.
Well, that is true. That is absolutely true. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and today we're talking about Southwest Germany, and in particular, we're talking about all the beverages that are made in the various regions and areas. So, Doc Bill, what are some of the other things, then, that you can make with, in terms of, like, making dishes? Are there other desserts besides just the cake?
Well, besides the cake, they're very good for sorbets. One of the best ways of utilizing some of the schnapp dishes are in sorbets. Again, the variety of mixed drinks you can make from it. And then also, when you get to certain type of more savory dishes, the liqueurs look very, very well. They add flavor to what you have. If you're doing a dish with some peaches, or you're doing a dish with, let's say, plums, you can use these to flambé the plums, give great flavor to it, and you can mix this with whether it's a good pork chop. It's an incredible dish.
I see. I love that. I love being able to kind of take something that you think is just for one use, just for sipping or that type thing, and you can make it into other things. Now, the Oberkirch is the capital of the distilleries in the state of Baden-Württemberg, and that area alone has 2,000 distilleries, Olivia. And that means that, you know, you have a lot of things that are going on there where people are testing and trying new things that we can kind of look forward to maybe seeing come out. And as you mentioned, those people wanting to make that trek over there, this is definitely an area you want to check out.
Absolutely. And in the last segment, you talked about some great hands-on experiences you had with the foods of the region. And you can also get that experience with the distilleries because a lot of them are offering those behind-the-scenes tours and tastings of the products, and I imagine lots of festivals are going on too.
That's what people like to do on these tours, and you're right, you can go have these tours, test it out, bring some home, and try making some desserts yourself. And Dr. Bill, I brought a couple of them home for you to make a couple.
And they're really, really, they're beautiful bottles, and I'm definitely going to use these in some desserts. Just like you can do beer pairings and wine pairings, you can also do brandy pairings as well. Certain brandies go well with certain foods, and these places specialize in that. So they have their brandies, and they recommend what the brandies should be served with, the temperature of the brandies, and the time of the day the brandies work well with the dishes.
Well, that sounds great to me. Now I want to switch back over though to your sugarcane. So are you guys thinking or considering doing anything else with sugarcane besides syrup? We're talking about beverages here.
Well, we're going to be doing the syrup as usual and using it in a lot of dishes. Sugarcane gives you a lot of potential. It gives you the potential to use in desserts. It gives you the potential to make a sugarcane, or let's say the most famous dish with sugarcane would be rum. Sugarcane basically was harvested, and the whole process was began for rum. So these are all things that you can look at in the down along the pike that you want to get out. But those are things right now we may do some flavored sugarcanes, syrups, and things like that. But right now we just need to get more cane and get it out there, and the demand is way, way greater than what we have product for, which is a good thing.
That is a good thing. You want the demand to be there, not the other way around. Have all the product, but no one demanding it. So that sounds great. And we also recently were in the New Orleans area where there are tons and tons of sugarcane being grown there. And I know we have a show coming up a little bit later where we talk a little bit more in detail about that. But sugarcane is definitely a product that is still being grown and still making sugar as well as rum from it. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. And if you go to Sapelo, you can actually see some of that sugarcane that Doc Bill was talking about being grown right there on Sapelo. The Sapelo Purple Ribbon Sugarcane. Did I get it right, Doc Bill?
You did.
All right, you can check that out there. I will be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.